Please remain seated at all times, no standing or exiting the wagon. No flash photography.
We are out in Central Rhode Island on a haunted hayride. It's Friday the 13th, and the middle schoolers sitting next to us have yet to show any fear. They just laughed at the zombies who boarded our cart. But that's about to change. Yes, you heard that right. Clowns. Scary Acres has a much different feel during the day. Trucks pass through sunny open fields. There's an organic produce market. Not things that come to mind when you think scary. However, it was under these exact conditions that the 350-acre Confreda Farms decided to build one of New England's largest haunted attractions.
The concept of doing a hayride was developed honestly out of necessity. Issues with rain, poor crops, insect problems, things like that can happen in any farm. They really had to have something that had some added income.
That was Brian Rebeluski, the event manager at Scary Acres in Hope, Rhode Island. He took us out on a tour of his 3-mile haunted hayride and corn maze.
You know, the background vista of the farm, the night sky, the trees around you, the fields around you, the life cycle of the farm, things are dying off. You know what I mean? And it actually creates the perfect atmosphere for what we're doing here. A lot of the scenes that we have, they're built with either a distraction or initial scare in mind. Over here, something as simple as this little sign drops down, makes a loud noise. Actor pops up from behind the sign. And in this given area,
at one of the sets, Brian introduces us to Vinny Confreda Jr., a third-generation farmer in the Confreda family, and now a technician and set designer at Scary Acres.
That's when the lights go completely black, and I have numerous animatronics around the entire scene.
Between farming and running the show, Vinny works over 16 hours a day.
I was literally working like 6 feet down in a drainage ditch all morning, and then when I was done farming, I came up here and I helped Brian, and the joke was I was actually wearing a more dirty pair of pants than the dummy was wearing.
But according to him, the payoff is worth it.
I've always felt like I was very mechanically inclined. So I tried about 2.5 years ago with my dad's permission to give Scary a shot, see if I could bring anything to the table. Within 2 weeks, I was like, yeah, this is definitely for me.
It's apparent that Vinny is really good at what he does. In this scene alone, he has set up a football field's length of pressurized tubing, which worked to power almost a dozen animatronic bodies and noisemakers.
So Brian makes most of these guys with nothing more than burlap, wood glue, and pool noodles. If you feel it, it's a pool noodle. Except on that side. That side's a piece of pipe insulation because I ran out of pool noodles
definitely,
and Benny's was closed.
All of a sudden, the bloody human figure strapped to the table starts shaking.
Pretty graphic here.
I try to interview it.
What do you have to say about your role as an actor? Not very talkative.
That's the employee of the month. He doesn't say anything, but boy, does he work hard. Come on, guys, follow me. One more.
We're back at Scary Acres, and it's 30 minutes until go time. We try to fit in interviews as Brian frantically runs around getting actors ready for the show.
So you're going to do that. I'll have to put your makeup tonight because you're going to be up in a tower, okay? Phil, I'm going to bring you in here. You're just going to get some makeup quick. And do we have any scrubs kicking around that we're not
being
used?
We got scrubs.
Many of the actors we meet are a lot like Vinny Jr. They treat what they do as art just as much as work. And Brian gives them a lot of freedom to experiment.
Can you describe your costume a little bit?
Oh, I'm Lolly Sweets. I'm a glutton demon. I kidnap people, take their souls, and feed them to a larger glutton demon, so that way we all survive.
Well, it's not too hard to be really scary, because people naturally have a fear of clowns, chlorophobia.
This is Chuckles, the clown.
Clown with a K. With a C, it's a lawsuit.
And he's right about chlorophobia.
What are you most nervous about?
Clowns. Clowns.
He shares some of his tips for getting in the best scare.
I can tell right away if they're afraid of me because they'll duck down, tuck their eyes away, or they'll try to walk away from me when they get off the wagon, and I know I got that person. I also like to sneak up behind them, especially if they're not paying attention, and I honk the horn.
Suddenly we see a large mossy figure scampering around. It moves like a spider and starts sprinting right toward us.
Can you run after Emma?
It's John, the swamp monster. He's got 4-foot stilts on his arms and legs, and he is terrifying. He's got this dark mask on, and when he stands up, he's over 10 feet tall.
There have been multiple times people have left and gone home without going in the corn maze because of Chuckles and I.
What do you do for your other jobs?
I work as a computer technician now.
Oh, where at? Okay.
At the Apple Store.
Have any of these skills from here translated to the Apple Store?
No, not at all. Very different environments. I did this for I'll show up to water fire and do things like this, and there's always the uncertainty of if I'm going to be allowed to be there or not.
As we meet more and more actors, it's clear how much this group enjoys scaring people, even outside of work.
So if you're a true haunter, this is just who you are. This is what you do on a daily basis. You don't really need the makeup. You're that creep that kind of sneaks up behind somebody in the bank lot, and you're like, can I go first or I'm going to lick you? It's kind of the thing, you know?
The actors here at Scary, as they call it, care so much about their role that when the management told them the actors could no longer board the hayrides, they protested until the decision was reversed. The protest wasn't for money or better working conditions, but to more effectively scare people. It's this shared passion for haunting that creates such a strong bond between the employees at Scary that they refer to each other as family.
Well, one, when you haunt, it's not just work, it's a family. You know what I mean? Or whoever you work with, you're not just working with people, you're meeting people and you're making a family. Like, come to find out, I have 2 people here that I worked at Spooky World with that I haven't seen in years, 4 years. And we see each other automatically, you know, recognize each other and, like, you know, give each other hugs now and, like, you don't get that when you just work with people. You know what I mean? You don't see someone you worked with before and, like, say, hey, like, nice to see you, because if you left the job, you hated the job. You know what I mean? I've always
Brian tells us that his favorite part of the job is cultivating this kind of community. He works hard to create a safe space for the actors where they can grow as people and build up their self-confidence.
We're in a position where for some people that work here, they might have a social awkwardness with dealing with people. But suddenly when you put them in makeup or you put them in costume, they get over that, those insecurities that they might have. So my part is...
And it seems to be working. Out in the corn maze, some of the scariest and most enthusiastic monsters were played by actors who were shy when we interviewed them. But believe me, they did not hold back.
They said I was crazy. They said it was all in my head. They said I was crazy. It was all in my head.
I'm Jackson Cantrell. I'm at Scary Acres in Hope, Rhode Island. And this is WBRU.
BRU rocks and happy Halloween.